This week, we're taking a look at food waste. I recently attended an event in MTU Kerry that brought fruit, vegetable, fishing and food service businesses all together to discuss the issues they're facing regarding sustainable and efficient food supply. I started out by speaking with Dr. Jennifer Attard.
I'm the lead on the project, so this is the FRED project, so it's all around resources that are used for food and the sustainability of that, so preventing waste obviously at the end of the day, so that's what our FRED project is all about. And yeah, I work at MTU here. Yeah, so as part of our project, we're trying to basically like to solve all the problems that there are in the food system. We think that like you actually obviously first need to start by understanding the problem really, really well. So to understand what's going on in the food system at the moment and all the problems that are there, we're inviting people to come in and speak to us and tell us basically all of their complaints, all of their needs, all the challenges that they're coming across all the time. And then we can kind of gather that and summarize it and get them to prioritize their needs together, so we'll have something to focus on in terms of solutions. So basically when we're coming up with solutions along with them in the future, we'll have kind of a topic of discussion to say, look, this is something that everybody in the food system is struggling with, and how can we tackle it in a way that makes sense for them, not a solution that comes from somebody else, you know, that makes no sense for the people who are actually involved, but something that they create and come up with themselves.
And a focus of the event here today was the sustainable aspect of food development and waste. Do you want to talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the people that we had today were from three different sectors. So we had fruit and vegetable growers, we had fishermen, local fishermen, and we had people in food service, hospitality and so on, restaurants, catering and all that. So those were the people who were here together today, and we know that they all have challenges in food waste. Food waste happens in their sectors all the time. It causes them a lot of issues in terms of costs, of course, is the first thing, and then also dealing with their waste and all of that. And we also know that a lot of the challenges that they have generally with their food waste, like why they're wasting food, is not always their fault. It might be, say, for example, with some food producers, maybe an order will get cancelled for them at the very last minute, but they've spent, if you're a grower, you've spent months growing it and your order gets cancelled and you end up with tons of waste. And you have to deal with that waste yourself, and that's a loss of revenue and everything. So there's obviously things that need to happen to make sure that that doesn't happen, basically. So we've just gotten them here together to understand all of those issues that they're going through and get them to speak to each other and realize how the three of those sectors actually have the same problems. They're struggling with the same issues. So the solution that they could come up with might actually align between all of them, and they could agree and do it together.
And would you have any advice for consumers when they were doing, say, their weekly shop or anything like that, things to look out for?
Yeah, so a lot of the issues that we've found come from like really long supply chains. I think it's really hard to avoid waste and prevent problems and things when supply chains are very, very long. So what I mean by that is like if you have your food being produced on the other side of the world or something, and then it goes to some kind of place for processing in another part, and then it's, packaged in some way and then distributed, and then it goes through the retailer and then it comes to you, and it might come to you an offer, so you might not even bother to eat it because maybe you got it for free or something like that, and there's like offers and things like that. So it's really hard to be traceable and to know exactly what you're eating and to eat really healthy. If you imagine something going through like a very long supply chain, the freshness of that product is just not going to be there. Therefore, the nutritional value of that is, much lower than eating something fresh. So if you really want to be healthy and get, like, you're buying food not just to fill up on yourself, but to be healthy and, to get the nutrition out of it. So if that's what you want, then buy local, support your local producers, and get healthy food and just try to stay away. Yeah, just try and buy from people who you know where that's coming from. You know the person who's producing the food, or at least, where they are or something like that, or something about their production processes, yeah.
And if people wanted to learn a little bit more about this, is there any reliable resources or directions you'd send them in?
The EPA have a Stop Food Waste program that gives, it's consumer kind of targeted, it's targeted to consumers. So the EPA have a Stop Food Waste program. I think there's a website, it's probably stopfoodwaste.ie or something like that. It gives you all sorts of things like calendars in there, for example, so you can do your planning, like as well as potentially like kind of monitoring what you're wasting all the time. So you can see, look, every single week I'm wasting this much of this and this much of this, and that's how much it's costing me. You might even realize that, again, like with the offers, a lot of the stuff that you kind of buy on offer, you might not end up eating, and you end up throwing that away. So it's just kind of starting to measure and notice what you're doing, and just realizing what you're buying, where it's coming from, what kind of an impact that has. Even just reading labels on food, like looking at the ingredients and being like, how many of these things are actually food, as opposed to if you can't understand what they are, it's probably not food. Just trying to kind of get a better understanding of that.
And did you want to tell me a bit about where the idea for this event came from?
Yeah, so with our funders, we're funded by SFI, basically, and this is part of the process that they'd like us to go through because, we want to look at, basically, impacts for different solutions to do with food waste and to understand what solutions would make most sense. We need to look at the needs first, and to look at the needs, we need to speak to people. So that's why we're here, just speaking to the people who are willing to talk to us about the food system, and the more people we can speak to, the better. So we will have more workshops in the future, and, the more people we can have here, the better for us to understand. Yeah, in terms of kind of future events that we have an event coming up on the 7th of May, and that's for livestock farmers. So if you're in beef, dairy, poultry, sheep, so on, goats, you're welcome to come along. We'd really like to hear from you. That'll be on the 7th of May up here on the North Campus of MTU as well. And it's from 2 till 4 p.m. And there'll be lots of time for you to talk to each other as well. And there'll be, refreshments and so on. So you're very welcome to come.
I also spoke with some attendees to see what they took away.
My name is Caroline Boland and I work and live on the Dingle Peninsula. I'm involved with Dingle Peninsula Tourism Alliance and the Cork Aguina Food Network. So very much involved with everybody from businesses to our communities in terms of our sustainable and regenerative tourism that we're currently working on and that we will be working on for the future. It's been a wonderful workshop, through MTU and the Circular Economy Department, and based on mostly for the foremost on food waste and also, food production. But what has been fantastic is that so many food producers have been here, particularly from the growers, from organics, but also from the fishing community. And so then matching that with sort of some of the rest of us, if you like, who are involved in food, sort of indirectly or directly, it's been a great coming together of challenges that are on the ground, but also, suggestions in terms to maybe how to fix them going forward.
And would you have any advice for people if they wanted to ensure the businesses they were shopping from are making efforts at least to be more sustainable? Is there anything to look out for?
Yeah, it's to really, to shop local because, it helps to keep, to support our local fishermen, our local farmers, our local food producers. And, they're not in a position where they can compete, with the large supermarkets. But what they are doing is that they're helping to sustain our communities, keep the kids going to school, bringing us, most importantly, local, fresh, nutritious food. And in a world full of food safety where there's so many imports coming in from the world and we don't know where a lot of it is coming from, you can be assured you're giving your families the best when they're shopping local, and buying local food.
And you kind of touched on it there, but would you be able to explain a bit about the importance of sustainable food and I suppose the problems with food waste?
I think a lot of food waste can be that we're not looking after, or maybe sort of buying things in a manner that we're storing them in the fridge for too long. So there's, I suppose, so many different layers to it. It can be, for example, if you take local food producers, because they're small, waste, they keep waste to the very, very minimum. And also the fact that they can sell it, very, very local, it means that they're not storing it for a long time. So you've got really, really good fresh food. And I think that that is the thing to do, is that maybe if we all stop, buying large quantities and buy small, but also buy local, it means that it's going to be in our local shops for the best part of the year, certainly buying food in season. So it's really a mindset just to look at what we're selling and also think about, where is our food coming from? Is it coming from our local farming and fishing communities, our local food growers? Because then it's sustaining families in our communities. There's a lot of work being done in terms of the education of food. I think we need to look at food safety, and also the fact that when we know our food is local, then we can be assured of local quality. Education does start in the schools, and I think that the schools will be doing, food education programs, but I think for now, if you can shop local, you'll be going a long way, not only for healthy, fresh food, but also in supporting your local communities. I think it's really that appreciation when you live in a county like Kerry, and we have got this extraordinary ocean bringing in the most pristine of fresh air and salty air. You know, our produce, whether it's, you know, sheep, lamb, you know, beef, of course, but also the growers. You know, we are so blessed with the environment that we have. And I think that that's one of the key things, is that every time we support local, we really are sustaining local jobs.
My name is Thomas O'Connor. I own and run Manor Organic Farm and Store with my wife, Claire. And we're up here today to try and help develop around local food producers and ensure that there's easier systems and we can get more food locally and there's less waste within the system itself. We have an organic shop and an organic farm. Everything we grow on the farm we supply into the shop, and all our waste from the shop goes into the farm. So for the last 15 years since we've had the business, we've been taking along these lines anyway. So we have a closed system between the shop and the farm with as little waste as possible. Yeah, well, I think one of the top issues there was government and policy. A lot of the time you're dealing with local food and things like that, and then a disconnection of people to their food through the educational system. So we were saying it's great now, kids are going to primary school, they're learning how to grow their food, they're learning how to eat it. But if people don't appreciate and understand their food, well, then they have a lower value on it. So if we want to reduce waste, if people are educated and more connected about their eating and their food and have a higher value on it, then they're less likely to throw stuff out.
Is there any advice you'd give to consumers when they're doing their weekly shop, things to look out for, things to avoid?
Yeah, well, I'd say the first thing is try to buy as basic ingredients as possible and learn how to cook them into good food rather than buying processed food all the time. Even if you can't do it every week, I'd say buy a slow cooker. It's unbelievable. You can put your ingredients in the morning, go away, and you have your dinner when you come back. So a lot of the time we eat convenient food because we don't have the time in the evening, but slow cookers and ways like that. And then understanding how to use your food with leftovers as well, and just managing the amount you're actually buying as opposed to what you need.